Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. Imagine waking up one morning to find that the price of petrol and diesel has suddenly jumped by 3 rupees per litre, the first such hike in over 4 years, and wondering what could have triggered such a significant change. What makes this significant is that state-owned oil marketing companies, or OMCs, such as Indian Oil Corporation, Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, and Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited, have been absorbing the difference between their cost and the retail price, a phenomenon known as under-recovery, rather than passing it on to consumers. This under-recovery has been building up, and by May 2026, OMCs were collectively losing approximately 1,000 crore rupees per day at pre-hike retail prices. First, let's understand the background of India's fuel pricing architecture. India moved from administered pricing to a market-linked dynamic pricing mechanism in 2010 for petrol and 2014 for diesel. Under this system, OMCs are expected to revise retail prices daily in line with the 15-day rolling average of international crude prices and the rupee-dollar exchange rate. The under-recovery problem arises when OMCs do not always pass on cost increases, especially near elections or during political sensitivity windows. When they absorb the difference between their cost and the retail price, this is called an under-recovery, which is not a subsidy in the strict sense, since the government does not reimburse OMCs. Now, let's look at the West Asia crisis, which has triggered a supply-side shock. The Strait of Hormuz is the world's most strategically important maritime oil choke point, located between Iran and the Oman Peninsula, with a width of 33 kilometers at its narrowest point. Approximately 21% of global petroleum liquids transit through it, and India imports around 87% of its crude oil requirements, with roughly 60 to 65% of India's crude imports transiting through the Strait of Hormuz. If Iran were to close or disrupt the strait, India's crude supply chain would be severely affected. This has led to a global crude price impact, with prices crossing $110 per barrel. Crucially, India's energy security is a key concern. The country maintains underground strategic petroleum reserves at 3 locations, operated by ISPRL, or Indian Strategic Petroleum Reserves Limited, a special-purpose vehicle under the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas. At India's current consumption of around 5 million metric tons per month, Phase I reserves provide roughly 9 to 10 days of oil security. It is worth pausing here to note that India became an IEA, or International Energy Agency, associate member in 2017, and IEA members are expected to maintain 90 days of emergency oil stocks, a benchmark that India falls short of. Now, let us turn to the fiscal and macroeconomic implications. The dual bind refers to the impact of the fuel price hike on both the Wholesale Price Index, or WPI, and the Consumer Price Index, or CPI. The WPI for fuel and power had already spiked to plus 24.71% in April 2026, and every rupee 1 per litre hike in diesel adds approximately 0.1 to 0.2% to the CPI. The 3 rupee hike is expected to add around 0.3 to 0.5% to the CPI over the next 2 to 3 months. The government has a lever to absorb the crude shock, cutting central excise duty on fuels. In November 2021 and May 2022, the centre cut excise duty by 5 to 8 rupees per litre, but these cuts cost the centre approximately 1 lakh crore rupees per year in foregone revenue, and the current fiscal deficit target is 4.5% of GDP, leaving limited headroom. With that background in place, let us look at the UPSC relevance. This topic connects to GS Paper 3, Economy and Environment, where key arguments include India's reliance on administered or semi-administered fuel pricing, which creates a political economy problem, and the energy security vulnerability exposed by the Strait of Hormuz risk, which is structural and requires India to accelerate its strategic petroleum reserve phase 2, renewable energy transition, and crude import diversification. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. OMCs, or oil marketing companies, include Indian Oil Corporation, the largest, which is under the Ministry of Petroleum, Bharat Petroleum Corporation Limited, and Hindustan Petroleum Corporation Limited, together controlling around 90% of India's fuel retail network. The Strait of Hormuz is located between Iran and Oman, with a width of 33 kilometers at its narrowest point, and approximately 21% of global petroleum liquids transit through it. ISPRL, or Indian Strategic Petroleum Reserves Limited, is a special purpose vehicle under the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, operating India's strategic petroleum reserves. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, Economy and Environment, as well as GS Paper 3, Geography, where you need to understand the significance of the Strait of Hormuz, India's crude import basket, and geopolitical exposure. In conclusion, the recent hike in petrol and diesel prices is a significant development with far-reaching implications for India's energy security, economy, and geopolitical position, highlighting the need for the country to diversify its energy sources and strengthen its strategic petroleum reserves to mitigate the risks associated with dependence on imported crude oil. The impact of this price hike will be felt across various sectors, from transportation to industry, and will have a cascading effect on the overall economy, making it a critical issue for policymakers and citizens alike.